Hello and welcome back to Cambodia Legal and Tax. I'm your host, Chad, and today we're talking about something that every new business in Cambodia has to deal with: registering your company with the General Department of Taxation, or the GDT. If you're setting up a new company, you've probably wondered, when do I open a bank account? What are GDT formalities all about? Who should be listed as a tax representative? And how much patent tax do I actually have to pay? To help us sort through all of this, I'm joined by our expert, Zoe. Always good to have you here, Zoe.
Thanks, Chad. It's great to be back. These are really practical questions, and knowing the answers early can save a lot of time and a few headaches down the road.
Let's jump right in. When should a bank account be opened for a new company?
Once your business gets its tax registration approval in digital form, you've got 15 working days to submit your bank account information to the GDT. If you don't, the approval can actually be withdrawn automatically. So, that bank account isn't just a nice to have. It's essential to keep your registration valid.
Makes sense. What if the company director isn't in Cambodia? Can someone else open the account for them?
In most cases, the director or chairperson needs to show up in person. Banks usually want to verify their identity and authority directly. But if that's not possible, some banks may allow someone else to do it with a board resolution, authorizing that person to act on behalf of the company. It really depends on the bank's internal rules, so it's always worth checking first.
All right. Once the company is registered, what happens next with the GDT? I've heard there are formalities for tax representatives.
That's right. The GDT will invite the company's tax representative. That's the person whose name will appear on the patent tax certificate and VAT certificate, to come in for a quick session where their photo is taken and their fingerprints are scanned. They have 30 calendar days from the date of the invitation to do this. It's a simple one-day process, and there's no fee involved.
And are there situations where the GDT still asks for hard copies of documents, even though registration is done online?
Yes. If they find that your registration through the CamDX platform included inaccurate or incomplete documents, they have the right to ask for additional information. If you don't provide what they request, your company might end up on a negative list, meaning your tax filings could be rejected, and you might not be allowed to register any other businesses on the platform.
It sounds serious. So, when the tax representative goes to the GDT for the photo and fingerprints, what should they bring?
They only need two things: their original passport if they're a foreigner, or their Cambodian ID if they're local, and the company's official stamp.
Do the GDT officials ask any questions during that process?
Yes, they usually do. The questions aren't difficult. They just help confirm information about the company. They might ask what kind of business activity the company will do, what your position is in the company, where you live, where your office is located, and when the company plans to start operating. It's all straightforward verification.
Got it. Now, here's a question a lot of people wonder about. Does the chairperson of the company's board have to be the one listed on the patent tax certificate?
Not necessarily. If the chairperson is a foreign national who's outside Cambodia and can't make it here in time to complete the formalities, they can authorize another member of the board of directors, someone recognized by the Ministry of Commerce, to represent them. That person can handle everything on their behalf, including getting the patent tax certificate, VAT certificate, and tax ID card.
Let's talk about patent tax. What do new companies need to pay, and how much?
Every registered business must pay patent tax when they register, and then every year after that, the amount depends on the size of the company. If you're a small taxpayer, the annual patent tax is 400,000 riels. For medium taxpayers, it's 1.2 million riels a year. And for large taxpayers, it starts at 3 million riels per year. If your annual turnover exceeds 10 billion riels, it increases to 5 million. And if you have extra business locations, like a warehouse, factory, or branch in another province, there's an additional 3 million riels per location.
Okay, and how does the GDT decide whether a company is small, medium, or large?
They look mainly at your turnover, your total assets, and what kind of business you're in. Small taxpayers are typically sole proprietors or partnerships with annual turnover between 250 million and 1 billion riels, or total assets between 200 million and 1 billion. For manufacturers, the threshold goes a bit higher, up to 1.6 or even 2 billion reals. If a company has at least 60 million reals in turnover over any three consecutive months, it also qualifies as small. Medium taxpayers are those with turnover above 1 billion, up to around 6 or 8 billion, depending on the sector, or assets up to about 2 or 4 billion. This group also includes legal entities like NGOs, government institutions, and representative offices. And then large taxpayers are the ones exceeding those figures, usually companies with turnover above 6 to 8 billion reals, or subsidiaries of multinational companies and QIPs, which are qualified investment projects.
Very clear. What about if someone has already done the fingerprint and photo process before? Do they have to do it again for a new company?
No, they don't. Once someone's photo and fingerprints are in the GDT system, they don't need to repeat it for another company as long as they're still active in the other one. The GDT will just ask for a copy of the other company's patent tax certificate and their passport or ID.
And if that person resigned from their previous company?
Then they'll have to do the process all over again for the new company.
Makes sense. Now, for foreign directors or tax representatives who have to come to Cambodia to complete the GDT formalities, is there a specific type of visa they should get?
There are two options. They can apply for a tourist visa, which is valid for 30 days and costs about $36. Or they can get a business visa, also valid for 30 days, and that one costs around $42. For the purpose of doing GDT formalities, a tourist visa is perfectly fine. Even though it's possible to get one on arrival, I usually recommend applying online beforehand to avoid any last-minute issues at the airport.
What happens if the passport of the tax representative expires after registration?
In that case, the tax representative must go to the GDT in person with both their new and old passports and submit a confirmation letter about the change. The GDT will update their information accordingly.
Let's move on to some of the forms required by the GDT, the legal entity form and the physical person information form. What are they for?
The legal entity form, which is called Form 101P2, is used to update the company's tax information. It includes details like the company's name, address, shareholders, email, and phone number. Then there's the physical person information form, or Form 101B. That one collects information about each individual shareholder or representative, things like their contact details and current address. If someone holds more than one position, for example, they're both a shareholder and a director, they have to submit one form for each role they hold.
Do both signature and thumbprint need to be on these forms?
No, only a signature is required, and the GDT is quite strict about this. The signature must be in blue ink. If it's signed in black or red ink, it'll be rejected.
And what about passport or ID copies? Who needs to sign those?
Each individual has to sign their own copy of their passport or ID card. After that, the company needs to stamp it to certify that it's a true copy.
Last question. What kind of contact information does the GDT require from companies?
At the very least, the company must have a Cambodian phone number, something that starts with 012 or 099, for example, that the GDT can use to reach them. An email address isn't technically required, but it's definitely recommended. It makes communication much faster and smoother.
That's great advice, Zoe. This has been really helpful.
I'm glad. It can feel like a lot at first, but once you know what's expected, from opening your bank account to completing formalities, it all falls into place.
Perfectly said. And that wraps up today's episode of Cambodia Legal and Tax. If you found this helpful, please follow or subscribe and share it with anyone planning to start a business in Cambodia. I'm Chad, and thank you, Zoe, for walking us through all these details.
Always a pleasure, Chad.
And thank you to our listeners. We'll be back soon with more insights on business, law, and tax in Cambodia. Until next time.